Late Night commented on the recent shootings. These aren't really jokes, but I think it's important stuff to cover. Stephen Colbert said, now, apparently due to pandemic shutdowns, it's been a year since there's been a large-scale shooting in a public place. Now, we've had two in the last week, Boulder and Atlanta. Evidently, the only solution for America's gun violence is putting us all under house arrest. Colbert again. The responses from gun apologists, of course, have been predictable. The Colorado State Shooting Association released a statement saying there will be time for a debate on gun laws. There'll be a time for conversation on how this could have been prevented, but today is not the time. Why not? They say that every time this happens, and that's what I say about it when they say every time they say it, every time it happens. Colbert, even the idea of it being a groundhog situation is itself a groundhog situation. Remember, Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Also, the same day gun purchases? Whose stupid idea was that? Thanks, Einstein. Seth Myers chimed in. He said, I heard an anchor call the events in Boulder unimaginable. That's probably a word we can retire. When something happens three or four times a week, it's no longer unimaginable. Sadly, we're at a place where common sense gun laws and political action are the things. These are the things that have become unimaginable. Seth, we should also stop using the word shooter. It makes these people sound like hobbyists, which is exactly the crap rationale that keeps these kind of weapons flowing. Killer or murderer works just fine. Seth, of course we can do away with thoughts and prayers if the best you can muster in response to this kind of horror is to say words inside your own head and nothing more. Best to look around, find someone or some organization that's taking action and help them instead. Stephen Colbert called out Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, who during a hearing attempted to steer the subject from gun control to young people who drink and drive. So Colbert said, all right, I'll take that deal. Let's regulate guns the way we regulate alcohol and cars. You got to be 21. You got to pass a test to get a license. You got to have a registration and insurance for your gun. And if you move to a new state, you got to do the whole thing all over again. And you can't go out loaded. Kennedy said there's not so much a gun control problem as an idiot control problem. Colbert said, oh, we definitely have an idiot control problem. It's people who don't recognize that this country has long had a gun problem, John Kennedy. Switching gears from Vulture, and I'm really excited about this one. This sounds awesome. An untitled HBO series about the Los Angeles Lakers has added two very tall actors to its roster. Bo Burnham will play Larry Bird. Bo is 6'5". Larry Bird is 6'9". And Jason Segel, you know, from How I Met Your Mother, he's 6'4". He'll play Paul Westhead, who leaves his job as a professor of Shakespeare behind to assistant coach the team, presumably because he's too tall for academia. The show has Adam McKay, who's 6'5", as its executive producer, and will center around the personal and professional lives of the Lakers in the 1980s when the team won 5 NBA championships in what is known as the Showtime era. Vulture writes, the show is already stacked with tall talent. John C. Reilly will play Jerry Buss. Jason Clarke is Jerry West. Adrian Brody playing Lakers coach Pat Riley. Sally Field, who's not tall, she's 5'3", she plays Jerry Buss's mother. And Mac Packer Michael Chiklis as Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach. Chiklis has got to be psyched to do that. Plus, he's in the Mac Pack. Are you familiar with the Mac Pack? These are my celebrity crushes. They include Michael Chiklis, Keegan-Michael Key, Tom Cavanaugh from The Flash. So good news, Mac Packer Michael Chiklis. From The Sun, as Alex Williamson performed a stand-up set in Rockhampton, Australia, an audience member began to repeatedly jibe at him. Okay. After ignoring his first few interruptions, the funny man requested for the heckler to leave, and the heckler refused. The heckler continued to shout out taunts. Williamson retaliated by pouring a beer over the heckler's head. The heckler did not like that. Williamson said on his Instagram story, I thought, oh, he's just going to pour beer back on my head. That's only fair. So I offered him the mic as a peace offering. Like, hey, here's the mic you wanted to say something so bad, you lame C-word. There you go. But instead of verbally reacting, the enraged audience member threw a punch at the comedian. Williamson was unfazed, shouting profanity-littered remarks into the mic as the man was chucked out the door. The comedian uploaded the clip onto his Instagram page with the caption, "Punched in the head during live show tonight. As I'm recording this, it has been viewed more than 300,000 times, with 3,000 people commenting their opinions." Comedy duo Marty and Michael rushed to defend Williamson, saying, goes to a comedy show and can't take a joke. Another mocked the heckler, saying, what a super tough and cool guy. Or my favorite is the comment, imagine paying for tickets and hating it this much. It's Monday, so you're all excited to find out what is the matchup in this week's Comedy's Top Dog and who won last week. Well, you went to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You were asked to vote. between Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy, and you guys picked Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, now two-time defending champion. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to open this up to the ghosts. I don't know if this is a good idea or a bad idea. Back when we used to do this sort of thing at SiriusXM Radio, it was a good thing. The ghosts were, you know, powerful ghosts. I'm not just going to drag in anybody. So this week, and a reminder, this is all for fun. This is also we can comment back and forth on Instagram. Does it really mean anything? Of course not. But what if we were to match up Dave Chappelle against Richard Pryor? So it's Dave Chappelle at his peak versus Richard Pryor at his peak. Who would be comedy's top dog then if it were Dave Chappelle at his peak versus Richard Pryor at his peak? Let me know your thoughts. Go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Comedy's top dog, Dave Chappelle versus Richard Pryor. Let's see what happens. From KVUE, the Austin comedy scene sees boost during pandemic. Before the pandemic, local comics called Austin a one comedy club town. Now they believe it could be the new mecca for the industry. There's a Joe Rogan effect here for sure. Local comedian Spencer Caven says, we're seeing a lot of really talented comedians move here to pursue comedy because they just can't where they're from. Dean Allen Stanfield's been there for 3 years. He says, prior to COVID, the Austin scene was well and healthy, but it was like its own little bubble. Everyone stayed where everyone was comfortable. With COVID, everyone is flooding in here. You have to earn your spots now. Caven's went hard, saying, I think especially now people need to laugh, and Austin has cemented itself as the third city. There was always New York and L.A. Now Austin is in serious contention to be the best comedy city in the U.S. Wow. Stanfield said, high tides raise all boats. We've just had a flush of new talent that makes us figure new stuff out. All these big names are moving here, new clubs opening up. Prior to this, we had Cap City. I get to go on stage 8-9 times a week now. Let's check in on the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Nate Valvo is at Chatty Cathy. What should attendees expect? People can expect the usual rants. Thank you. Come see my show if you have issues with people that make good life choices. Michelle Brazier's at Average Bear. What should attendees expect? A happy, sad musical story. I have a whiskey and Diet Coke before the show. Annie and Lena performing This Is Our Show. What should attendees expect? A little lollybag of ridiculousness. A lot of these shows are online if you want to check them out. It's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You can tell I'm pumped for it because I've been mentioning it a lot. Also in Australian comedy news, but this from K-State Collegian. They're all pumped about comedian Randy Feltface. Randy Feltface is a self-aware puppet performing a new special, The Book of Randicus. Randy Feltface shares his enlightenment on the human condition and our purpose on Earth. He also uses George Michael to explain the various different religious afterlives. Here's the setup. Around 7% of you believe that George Michael is currently making a comeback, possibly as a platypus. It depends on his deeds, really. Personally, he believes George Michael was abducted by aliens in 2016, along with other famous musicians like David Bowie, Prince, and Leonard Cohen. This all ties into the new religion Randy Feltface created. After a food poisoning incident led to an embarrassing near-death experience, Randy started Barrelism, a religion based on the belief that humans were elevated to the top of the food chain through the intervention of an intergalactic messiah named Beryl, because why not? Randy explains that the religious teachings are based on scientific facts such as the dramatic evolution of Homo sapiens 70,000 years ago. That's where Beryl comes in. According to Randy Feltface, Beryl shows humans to evolve, giving us 70,000 years to become enlightened. Randy is confident the religion will pick up speed, especially after the success of his missionary tour across Australia. If you'd like to check out Randy Feltface, just type Randy Feltface full shows into Google, and I've already found one that's an hour long. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what I do here. Buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. This is the one that I've been drinking for the last 3 episodes. Is it a 3-day-old iced coffee, or did I record 3 episodes back to back to back? Because, you know, weekends and stuff, I do things. Who will ever know? Only I will. Gonna have a sip. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.